Welcome to today's episode, where we explore a significant cybersecurity breakthrough. The U.S. government has sanctioned three Chinese nationals for operating the 911 S5 botnet, accused of extensive criminal activities, including the theft of COVID-19 relief funds, distribution of CSAM, and facilitating fraudulent online anonymity services, with the arrest of Yunhe Wang marking a pivotal victory in the ongoing battle against cybercrime. A significant cybersecurity breakthrough has been reported. The U.S. government has sanctioned a cybercrime gang for their involvement with the notorious 911 S5 botnet, responsible for extensive criminal activities, including the theft of COVID-19 relief funds, distribution of child sexual abuse material, CSAM, and facilitating fraudulent online anonymity services. Three Chinese nationals have been sanctioned for operating the 911 S5 proxy botnet, which has been instrumental in masking the identities of criminals online. One of the main operators, Yunhe Wang, has been arrested thanks to the collaborative efforts of the DOJ and international agencies. The dismantling of the 911 S5 botnet marks a significant victory for cybersecurity. The botnet was reportedly generating $99 million in profits from its various criminal undertakings, affecting billions in COVID-19 relief funds and posing severe cybersecurity threats globally. This operation highlights the ongoing battle against cybercrime and the crucial role of international cooperation. The arrest of Wang Yunhe in Singapore underscores the far-reaching efforts to combat these illegal activities and brings to light the cybersecurity concerns that continue to challenge authorities worldwide. Stay tuned for more updates on this and other cybersecurity news. Checkpoint News Update. Checkpoint urges users to review their VPN configurations due to rising attacks that exploit weak authentication methods. Recently, hackers have been targeting Checkpoint VPNs to breach enterprise networks. Since April 30th, Checkpoint VPNs have faced continuous attacks, exploiting a zero-day vulnerability to steal data and enable lateral movement within compromised networks. In response, Checkpoint released a hotfix to address the vulnerability and advises all users to promptly apply this update. Additionally, a security patch has been issued to mitigate risks related to this flaw. Security agencies, including CISA, have added Checkpoint's quantum security gateways and associated flaws to their known exploited vulnerabilities catalog, highlighting the severity of the situation. The National Cyber Directorate warns that weaknesses in Checkpoint products pose a significant cybersecurity risk, affecting thousands of devices. Moreover, the NIST Cybersecurity Framework, CSF 2.0, has been updated with new metrics, including the release of the RansomLord anti-ransomware tool as part of broader efforts to enhance security postures in response to these threats. Summary: if you use Checkpoint VPN products, apply the latest updates immediately to strengthen your defenses against these active exploits. Stay vigilant and ensure your network configurations follow best security practices to prevent unauthorized access. Here's a concise and consistent rewrite of the provided text. In the latest Microsoft news, several cybersecurity updates highlight the ongoing need for vigilance. Hackers are using a spoofed version of Minesweeper to infiltrate bank systems with malicious scripts. Similarly, Microsoft Office documents continue to pose hidden threats, emphasizing the need for users to verify sources before opening files. Concerns have also emerged about the Microsoft Authenticator app's reliability, urging users to keep the app updated and follow best security practices. Microsoft has linked the North Korean hackers Moonstone Sleet to the fake Penny ransomware, which is targeting financial institutions through cyber espionage. Additionally, the Stormteam 11 group is exploiting Microsoft's Quick Assist tool to deploy Black Basta ransomware, highlighting the importance of securing remote assistance tools. Symmetry Systems has pointed out challenges in identity and data management associated with AI adoption, stressing the balance between innovation and security. Moreover, NetSpy agents uncovered a local privilege escalation vulnerability in Microsoft Service Fabric runtime, necessitating prompt application of security patches. In phishing news, campaigns using Cloudflare, workers are targeting credentials for services like Microsoft, Gmail, Yahoo, and cPanel Webmail, calling for increased vigilance. Privacy concerns have been raised about Microsoft's Copilot Plus recall feature and Slack's AI training practices, as discussed on the Shared Security podcast. In a significant law enforcement move, a Chinese individual was arrested for operating a massive botnet responsible for global computer theft. Microsoft users should be aware of the ClipBanker Trojan detected from an indie game, highlighting the importance of using licensed software. Furthermore, there are reports of Russian and Chinese networks using AI tools from OpenAI for disinformation campaigns, showcasing cyber influence tactics by state actors. Suspicious login attempts have surged across platforms like Microsoft, Facebook, Twitter, and Spotify, prompting companies to alert users to protect their accounts. The new ShrinkLocker ransomware is targeting Microsoft BitLocker encryption, and organizations should review their security protocols to counter such threats. Microsoft has also warned about increasing cyber attacks on internet-exposed OT devices, underscoring the need for stringent security measures. Queries on securely updating Tails in a Windows environment indicate growing interest in integrating privacy tools with mainstream systems. Security experts discovered significant flaws in Windows 11 recall, challenging Microsoft's encryption claims and urging caution over the new recall feature, which captures and stores local screenshots of user activity, posing serious privacy risks. Stay informed and secure as these developments unfold. Ticketmaster has reported a major data breach, potentially exposing the personal data of over 560 million users. The notorious hacking group Shiny Hunters has claimed responsibility and is demanding a $500,000 ransom to prevent the release of the stolen information. Sensitive data, including personal details and credit card information, is reportedly being sold on various online forums. Live Nation, Ticketmaster's parent company, has confirmed the incident and is currently investigating the security lapse, which is believed to have originated from vulnerabilities in a third-party cloud provider. The breach has broader implications, as Santander Bank has also been targeted by the same group, resulting in the data of 30 million customers being compromised and sold online. This wave of cyber attacks has raised significant concerns about data security across multiple industries. Australia has engaged with Ticketmaster to mitigate the potential fallout from the breach, emphasizing the global impact of this cyber attack. Customers are advised to monitor their accounts for unusual activity and take protective measures for their personal information. Stay tuned for further updates on this developing digital security crisis. In the latest WordPress news, several critical security updates demand attention from users, developers, and administrators to ensure the safety of their sites. Significant vulnerabilities have been identified across multiple plugins. 1. The AppPressor plugin has a weak authentication issue that could lead to potential network-based attacks. 2. The Login with Phone Number plugin faces a weak authentication vulnerability, requiring immediate updates to avoid security breaches. 3. The Tour and Travel Booking plugin for WooCommerce has a critical vulnerability that allows unauthorized access, risking the hijacking of booking systems. 4. The Remote Content Shortcode plugin is affected by cross-site scripting, XSS, enabling attackers to inject malicious scripts. 5. Essential Add-ons for Elementor plugin also suffers from a severe XSS vulnerability through its Twitter feed component. 6. GUM Elementor add-on plugin presents significant risks due to a critical XSS vulnerability. 7. The auto-featured image plugin has a privilege escalation issue that can allow unauthorized admin access. 8. The WP Data Tables plugin features a critical SQL injection vulnerability, posing substantial data risks. 9. The Pop-up Builder plugin is affected by cross-site scripting, which can be particularly harmful. 10. The QQ World Autosave Images plugin has a privilege escalation issue caused by data manipulation. 11. The WP40 Forum plugin has a remote exploitable SQL injection vulnerability, urging swift updates. 12. The UploadCare File Uploader and Adaptive Delivery plugin faces a cross-site request forgery vulnerability. 13. The Content Blocks plugin has an unauthorized access vulnerability that needs urgent patching. 14. Both the Global Notification Bar plugin and the SmartArget Message Bar plugin are vulnerable to cross-site scripting, necessitating immediate updates. Additionally, important insights on auditing and monitoring tools for enhancing WordPress site security have been highlighted. These tools are essential for all WP users aiming to strengthen their defense strategies. Recommendations on WordPress password encryption using hashing, along with the use of strong passwords and two-factor authentication, are also crucial reads for bolstering site security. Stay proactive by regularly updating your plugins and implementing necessary security measures to protect your WordPress sites. Stay tuned and stay secure, WordPress community. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to catch our next weekly episode on cybersecurity. See you then.